Hello, this is Chris Covey with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running for the May 21, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. Joining me today is Representative Hua Nguyen, running for state representative in House District 48, which covers Southeast Multnomah County and Northeast Clackamas County. Welcome, Representative Nguyen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Thank you. My name is Representative Hua Nguyen, and I have the honor and privilege of representing House District 48, which represents parts of East Portland, Damascus, Happy Valley, and Boring, Oregon. And I'm seeking re-election for a second term to champion strong public education, childcare access, affordable housing, accessible transportation, and workforce development. During my first term, I spent some time engaging with constituents new to House District 48 after redistricting, and I am proud of the accomplishments my office brought forth to our community. As a bilingual educator and daughter of refugee parents, my lived experience has always informed my work with my community as a leader. During my first term, I balanced my many roles working full-time as a student and community engagement specialist at Clackamas Education Service District, and also as a school board member on the David Douglas School Board and serving as a state representative representing House District 48 in Salem. I have the unique opportunity to address policy on the state, local, and regional level, specifically within Oregon's K-12 public education. Each of my roles has strengthened my ability to connect the dots and understand the direct impacts our policies have on our students, families, and community as a whole. I'm currently convening a legislative work group that engages with a diverse range of stakeholders addressing chronic absenteeism in our schools in the interim. And I'm eager to use my extensive expertise in the education sector to tackle the pressing issue of chronic absenteeism in the state of Oregon. And unfortunately, we rank number four in the nation with one of the highest absent rates. I have worked on this topic for 10 years, and I'm committed to implementing innovative strategies and fostering collaborative partnerships to ensure that every student has the opportunity to thrive academically and reach their full potential. I am ready to dig deeper into the work and continue to represent House District 48 in Salem.
Great. Okay, let's dig into some of the issues you're going to be facing in Salem if you're reelected. What changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
I recognize the urgency of addressing climate change. I would support changes in the state legislature to tackle this critical issue. Firstly, I would advocate for the implementation of a carbon pricing mechanism, such as a cap and trade system or a carbon tax. This would incentivize businesses and individuals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Additionally, I would support investments in renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power, to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. Furthermore, I would work to strengthen regulations on polluters and promote energy efficiency measures to mitigate the impact of climate change. As well as, I'm a big proponent of multimodal transportation. So, any policies around multimodal alternative transportation to cars is also a big part of the climate change movement and also a big priority for our young people in our community here in East Portland.
Okay. Legislators have to get elected from districts. Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? And if you could, please explain your answer.
Yes, I strongly support the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts. Gerrymandering, which is the practice of drawing electoral districts to favor one political party over another, undermines the integrity of our democratic process. An independent redistricting commission composed of nonpartisan citizens would ensure that electoral districts are drawn fairly and competitively without regard to political considerations. I believe this would strengthen our democracy and promote greater voter participation.
You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Representative Hua Nguyen, who is running for the State House, District 48. Quorums are important in the legislative process. Would you support lowering the legislator's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? Why or why not?
Yes, I would support lowering the state legislator's quorum requirement to 50% of its members. The current two-thirds requirement has led to legislative gridlock and walkouts, which have prevented the majority party from carrying out its business. A simple majority quorum would ensure that the majority party could always conduct business, regardless of whether members of the minority choose to be present. This would help to end the near-annual legislative walkouts that have become a hallmark of Oregon politics in recent years. I believe that a simple majority quorum is a more democratic and fair way to conduct business. It would give the majority party the ability to govern while still allowing the minority party to have a voice.
Okay. What, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, HB 4024, would you support and why?
I would support changes to the legislators' campaign finance law, House Bill 4024, that enhance transparency and accountability in political spending. Specifically, I would support measures that require greater disclosure of campaign contributions and expenditures, including the sources of funding and how the money is being used. Additionally, I would support limits on individual and corporate contributions to campaigns to prevent wealthy donors from having an outsized influence on elections.
Time for a last question. Should the use of ranked choice voting be expanded statewide? Why or why not?
I would support expanding the use of ranked choice voting statewide. Ranked choice voting allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference, ensuring that the winner of an election has the support of a majority of voters. This system promotes greater voter choice and reduces the likelihood of a candidate winning with a plurality of votes, but not a majority. Expanding ranked choice voting statewide would strengthen our democracy and make our elections more representative of the will of the people.
Thank you, Representative Nguyen. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Representative Hua Nguyen, running for the State House, District 48. Election day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates, including by checking out the League's voting information website, vote411.org. And exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media, licensed through Creative Commons.